Blog Talk Radio.
The Franciscan Friars of the Atonement present the Ave Maria Hour.
Hello, this is Father Bob Warren of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. Thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour radio show. The Friars' popular Ave Maria Hour was first brought to the radio airwaves in 1939, recorded in New York City and on the Mountainside grounds at Graymore, a home in Garrison, New York. These timeless classic stories of the Bible and the lives of the saints came to life each week through dramatic reenactment by professional actors and actresses. You know, friends, Christ once said, "Do not hide your treasure under a bushel." In saying this, he meant, share your gifts, share your talents. The Friars of the Atonement feel the message in these broadcasts remains as powerful and timely as when they were originally aired, and we are so happy to be able to share them with you today. To learn more about the missions and ministries of the Friars of the Atonement, I invite you to visit our website, www.atonementfriars.org. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour.
The Fourth Commandment:
Honor thy father and thy mother.
Oh, can't you hurry, Paul? We mustn't be late.
Get along there. No need to hurry, Maria. We'll be at the station in good time.
Try to be patient, Maria.
Oh, Anton, our little Tamara. Do you think she will have changed much?
Who can say? The whole world's changed since we saw her.
Yes, Anton, the world has changed. First, it was the Germans who invaded our country to save us from the communists. And then the communists came to save us from the Germans. If we're saved once more, there'll be nothing left of us. Instead of farming, I spend my time trying to determine which is the worst, the Germans or the communists.
But remember, it was the Russians who liberated Tamara from that horrible German concentration camp and then sent her to Moscow and gave her a fine education.
And why, I ask you? Why should they be interested in a little peasant girl? Why didn't they return her to us?
The Russians selected a number of the brightest boys and girls and sent them to Moscow to be educated. It was a great honor. Paul.
Yes, Maria.
Tamara can read and write. Now you won't have to come on Friday to read us from the Bible.
Oh, no. We always want Paul with us on Fridays.
Oh, of course, Anton. I didn't mean you weren't to come for supper, Paul. I meant that now our own child can read to us.
Maria, I ask you to remember, Tamara's no longer a child. She's married, has a child of her own.
Knees are shaking. Oh, where is she? Maybe she missed the train.
There she is.
Where?
There, talking to that man in uniform.
Oh, Tamara! Tamara!
Comrade Tamara, you will see me tomorrow and we can go over the instructions, but until then...
Tamara!
Mother, look! That funny old woman's calling you.
That's your grandmother, Ella.
Oh, Tamara! Oh, my little Tamara! Oh,
please, Mother, you're making a spectacle of yourself. Take your arms away and stop crying.
Tamara, she's your mother.
Oh, my darling Tamara... What did I do that was wrong?
Ella, this is your grandmother, Maria Mazuranic.
Ella. Oh, my little darling, come to me. Let me hold you in my arms.
No.
Ella, shake hands with your grandmother and your grandfather, Comrade Anton Masranek.
Tamara, this is your father, not Comrade.
I'm glad to know you, Grandmother. I'm glad to know you, Grandfather.
Shake hands, my dear. And meet a good friend, Paul.
I'm glad to know you.
Paul, this is our little Tamara. Paul is our dearest friend.
I greet you, Comrade Paul.
I am Paul Stefanik. I am not a comrade. The carriage is waiting. No, little Ella, I carry the bag. You're too small.
No, she will carry it, and I will carry mine. Oh, wait one moment. I must speak to that officer.
Isn't that Igor Petrovsky she must talk to?
Oh, yes. Yes, it is. What can he want with Tamara? Oh, I suppose he must check on every newcomer.
You signaled to me?
Yes. The one called Paul. Keep a close watch on him. We know people in this section have been listening to foreign broadcasts, but we haven't been able to find the radio.
I shall do as you say. Is that all?
For the present, yes. Good afternoon.
In the morning, I'll look through the trunks and see if I can find Ella, one of your old dolls, Tamara.
That will not be necessary.
Grandmother, what's a doll?
My goodness, child. Don't you have dolls to play with?
The Soviet does not waste manpower on useless production. Ella, it's time for bed.
Yes, Mother.
Come. I'll show you your room and help you undress.
I can undress myself.
Oh, my. I forgot how grown up you are. But I'll show you to the room. Come, little darling.
Tamara, I didn't ask in front of Maria, but where is your husband?
In Moscow.
Why didn't he come with you?
He has work to do. He was ordered to stay.
He's in the army?
No, he works in a factory.
Couldn't he get a vacation and come with you?
He was needed.
Didn't he want to come?
Of course he did.
Well, then he should have gone to the foreman and told him he wanted to take a vacation.
You don't understand. He had his assignment, I had mine.
You mean you had orders to come here?
Yes, I have work to do here.
Well, doesn't your husband make enough to support you both?
Everyone works in the Soviet Union.
Please don't tell Maria you were ordered to come.
Why not?
She thinks you came out of love for us. I don't wish to see her unhappy.
The bed's already, little darling.
Grandmother, I'm not supposed to be, but I'm afraid of the dark.
God will protect you.
Who?
You don't know. Don't you say your prayers at night?
I don't think so.
Come, child. Kneel beside me. Make the sign of the cross, like this.
What does it mean?
It's the sign of devotion and humility as you kneel before God. Now, let's do it again. You say the words after me. In the name of the Father.
In the name of the Father.
And the Son.
And the Son.
And of the Holy Ghost.
A man and wife should be together.
If I become lonesome, I can select a man here for my mate.
What are you saying? You have a husband.
But he's not here.
But that's the way of animals. You're a woman with the God-given power to create life. It's God's law that only the husband share in this power.
Don't get dramatic. I'll be far too busy to have any time for anything else while I'm here.
I'll have no more talk like this in my house.
This is no longer your house. It is one of the collective system. You have no authority as an individual over this property.
I am still your father by the will of God, and you'll respect my rightful commands and wishes. You will...
Tamara, why is it Ella doesn't know her prayers?
We don't teach our children such nonsense.
Tamara!
You do wrong not to let the child learn about God. With our churches gone, there's no one left to teach the young ones holy things except the parents. Why have you neglected your duty?
Don't you tell me my duty. I prayed here in this room that the Germans wouldn't find us. But they did. In the concentration camp, first I prayed not to die, and then I prayed that I might die. And what good did it do? The Germans didn't pray. They crushed us in 2 weeks. The Russians wasted no time with prayers. They relied on their strength and mowed down the Germans by the thousands. Oh, no. On this earth, there's no one but the people to say what is right and what is wrong. There is no so-called higher law.
You're sure of that, daughter?
Yes, I'm sure.
Tamara, say you don't mean what you said about God and our religion.
I do mean it. It's superstition. Religion is the opiate of the masses. It's been used for ages by capitalists to exploit the workers of the world.
No, not all countries believe that.
How do you know?
I know other countries still believe in God.
Anton, you've been listening to foreign broadcasts.
Oh, no.
Then how do you know about other countries?
I've heard. Travelers.
You see very few people here. Foreigners don't travel about at will. You know the penalty. If you're listening in, I warn you to stop.
Anton, the time. Didn't you hear the clock? Now, come, both of you, stop quarreling. Let's be a family again. Anton, our daughter can read. Remember?
Of course I can read.
Paul comes to read every Friday. But now you can read to us a little each night.
What is it?
The Bible. Here.
No. I'll not read that.
Why? Why does my daughter refuse to read the Word of God?
I don't believe in it. Like prayers, it's nonsense.
Your mother asks you to read. It's a simple thing.
Never mind, Aunt.
No, give me that book.
Yes, Aunt.
You shall read one passage. I know where it is. The Ten Commandments. Ah, there. There is the place. Read it. Read it to me.
This is stupid.
One passage you will read.
No. No, Anton.
Read the words, or I'll...
No. No, Anton. Tomorrow, please. Please read the passage.
Very well. Why not?
Read.
Honor thy father and thy mother as the Lord thy God has commanded thee, that the days may be prolonged, that it may go well with thee in the land which...
Paul! Paul, won't you come in?
No, I've come for you. The chess club meets tonight.
Oh, I had forgotten. Maria...
Here's your coat.
Hurry, we're late.
Yes, I'm coming. Good night, Maria. Don't wait up for me.
How long has he been playing chess?
Oh, only a few months.
A few months? Since the foreign broadcasts began?
I don't know anything about that. Tamara, where are you going?
Don't ask questions.
Before the broadcast is over, it will be interfered with by those who don't want you to listen to any word from the outside world, especially the word of God. This in itself is a sign of defeat. Why should any government be afraid to permit its people to listen to God's word? As always, we begin with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy...
Fools! Why risk your life listening to propaganda of the warmongers? Under the guise of religion, they try to lull you to false security while they plot to attack and destroy the Soviet Union. Why do they hate us? I'll tell you. They must have a war to distract the people who are starving in the streets in the capitalist countries. In America, the working class starves while women buy mink coats for lapdogs. I warn you, leave the place where you are. Return to your homes.
Comrade Bertovsky.
Oh, you? Why are you here?
This is important. I believe I found a radio.
Where?
In the barn at the last farm on the east road. Left-hand side of the road.
Are you sure?
I followed two men to the place. There are others. Hurry. There's no time to lose.
If you're right, comrade, I'll see you're rewarded. Hello. This is Petrovsky. Send a detail of men and surround the barn at the farm, left-hand side of the road on the east road. It's the last farm. I'll meet you there. Open the door. You're surrounded. The first man who tries to leave will be shot. Ah, that's better. Light the lantern. What a bag of traitors. You, what are you doing here?
We meet regularly to discuss farm problems.
You lie. Comrade, come here. Is this one of the two men?
Yes.
Tomorrow. What are you doing here?
Need you ask? She followed us.
And the other?
This one. Anton Mazuranic.
Where's the radio? Speak up. Very well. Sergeant.
Yes, sir?
I shall ask once more, where's the radio? If there's no answer, you will shoot. Where is the radio? Next, Anton Mazuranic. Sergeant, give him the same. Where is the radio?
The radio's in the manger, under the hay.
That's better. Turn it on, comrade.
Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me.
Smash it.
And showing mercy unto those.
No. No more tears, Maria. We have but a moment to talk.
Anton. Where are they taking you?
I don't know.
To a prison camp. Come, hurry and pack.
He's old. He'll die there.
If he dies early, he'll be lucky.
No! No, you can't take him!
Stop it, old woman!
It's useless, Mary. It's useless. It will only hurt you if you struggle.
Grandfather, are you going away?
Yes, child.
Where are you going? Are you coming back?
No, I shall not be back.
Don't ask questions.
Then I must shake hands and say goodbye.
Goodbye, little one.
Come, we must go.
Anton. Anton. Goodbye.
Comrade, I recommend you to my superior officers for your unflinching duty.
You. Betrayer of God. You. Judas.
Come along.
Mother, what is a Judas?
Comrade, with great pleasure, I bestow upon you this red star, the Order of Merit. Comrades, I will add a personal word. Comrade Tamara did not falter when she found her own parent was guilty of this crime. Without a moment's hesitation, she came to me in person and reported the radio. Let her act stand as a shining example for us all.
The medal, Mother. Why did they give it to you?
Tell her, Tamara. Tell her they gave you a medal for betraying your own father. Tell her they give medals to children who betray their parents and their god.
He violated the law. I had no choice.
Grandfather? What did he do?
He was listening to a forbidden radio broadcast.
Oh. My, it's an awful pretty medal. Can I wear it? Can I try it on? Please let me.
All right. There you are.
Oh, look, Grandmother. Isn't it pretty?
It's horrible. Horrible.
Orders have just come, comrade. You're to go to the United States.
When do I leave?
Next week. Everything's arranged. You'll enter as a displaced person and be our contact in Washington.
Do I go alone?
No. You'll take the child. She'll be needed. You're to be a respectable widow who has been a prisoner. And there are certain papers we want you to take. The girl will carry them, as she is less likely to be searched.
Ella, we'll soon be down. Now, you know what you're to do?
I say nothing because I understand very little English.
And what else?
I smile at the men when they ask questions. I cry when they ask me too many questions.
That's right. The papers are wrapped around the box holding your doll. Should they unwrap it, you make no sign. But be sure they wrap the same paper around the box. Do you understand?
Passengers, flight 17 from Lisbon, stand by for inspection.
What are they going to do?
Look through our baggage. Now remember what I told you.
Show your passports, all passports, please. Have them ready. This way, please.
I can't find a thing, Frank.
The commie we caught said there'd be instructions on this plane.
You think he lied to us?
That or word was passed, he'd talked, and they're holding off until things are safer.
What do you think?
Unless we find something soon, we'll have to clear them.
Mm-hmm.
Run them through once more. Take the woman with the little girl. She looks tired out.
Okay. All right. Yes, yes, you with the little girl. This way, please.
May we go?
I'm sorry, not yet. Just a few more questions.
Oh, of course.
You were born in Czechoslovakia.
Yes.
I'm curious that you speak with a Russian accent.
After the German prison camps were liberated, I lived among the Russians until I was united with my parents.
What's the name of the little girl?
Ella.
Hello, Ella.
She understands very little English.
The interpreter talked to her. She gave the same story from the time she could remember. All right, you can go.
Thank you. Come, Ella.
No.
No, it's all right, Ella. You can go now. We're all through asking questions.
Ella, please do as you're told. Come, if we hurry, there'll be time to buy an American doll before the stores close.
I don't want a doll.
I thought she didn't understand English.
Well, Ella, what do you want?
I want a red star.
Ella!
A red star? It's an odd request. Why do you want this star?
Ella, will you be quiet?
Be quiet. Let the child talk.
She has a red star. The people clapped their hands when the man in the uniform gave it to her.
What's this red star like?
Oh, it's very beautiful. And it hangs on a ribbon so you can wear it around your neck. And she said I could wear hers sometime, but she wouldn't bring it with her, even though I begged her.
Why did the man in uniform give her a red star?
For telling on Grandfather. He listened to the radio and they put him in a camp.
Now, let's get this straight. Your mother got a star for telling on your grandfather. And that's why you want one.
Yes, but I won't tell you anything if you won't give me a red star.
Oh, this is rough, Frank.
They play it that way. All right, Ella. We'll get you a red star. Now, what do you want to tell us?
My doll...
Ella! They'll kill me!
It's wrapped up in a paper, and it's very important. And she doesn't want anyone to find
Ella.
It. Ella! And... Oh, yes, I forgot to tell you. I want to stand on a platform, and I want you to give me the red star.
Oh.
And I want everyone to clap their hands and cheer.
I want to thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour, brought to you by the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. For over 110 years, the Friars have devoted themselves to fulfilling St. Francis' prayer, to heal wounds, to unite what has fallen apart, and to bring home those who have lost their way. We work for Christian unity and interreligious understanding. We provide respite at our retreat center at Greymore for those in need of spiritual renewal. We staff parishes throughout the world, serve as chaplains for colleges, hospitals, and prisons. We care for the ill through hospice work, ministry to those with HIV/AIDS. We also shelter the homeless and provide treatment and services for those suffering from alcoholism and drug addiction. If you would like to be included in our prayer list, participate in special St. Anthony Novenas, and or visit St. Anthony's Shrine, Greymore. Attend a retreat, learn more about our Ave Maria Hour productions, or simply make a donation to assist us in fulfilling St. Francis' prayer to help those in need. Please visit our website at atonementfriars.org or email me at avemaria@atonementfriars.org. You can write to me, Father Bob, Friars of the Atonement, Greymore, Post Office Box 300, Garrison, New York, 10524. And so, in closing, I ask for the blessing of God upon you and those you love. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may He look upon you with kindness and give you His peace. Amen.